Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, still a lot of people talking about yesterday's exciting news from Pfizer that a COVID-19 vaccine appears to be at least 90% effective in early studies. Joining us right now to talk about what this may mean in the months ahead, infectious disease physician at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, Dr. Simone Wilds. Dr. Wilds, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Yes. Hi, Paul. Good morning. Thanks.
This is exciting news. Help us understand what makes this such good news.
Yes. So, you know, we are so happy with all the millions of people that have been infected with COVID and the deaths. It's really good to hear that there's a vaccine that has been showing really good data so far. So, in essence, moving forward, you know, what are the next steps? Means that we could look for a potential vaccine in the months ahead. So when I say months ahead, there is probably going to be vaccines available at least by the end of the year. That's usually going to be for the frontline workers, high-risk individuals. And then sometime next year, I would imagine that we're going to be able to vaccinate more people.
That's fantastic. People look at this 90% effectiveness rate, and they say, well, that's great. 100% is probably out of the question, right? 90 is about the best we could expect.
Yes. I mean, let's put it in perspective. With the flu vaccine, we get about 50%, right, in that range. Now, 90% definitely is more than what we anticipated, but you know what? We will definitely take it.
Absolutely. So what needs to happen now? We need to obviously get this its final approval, get it distributed before we can get life back to quote-unquote normal. So this is going to be a month-long process, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a month-long process, and I definitely want to stress that during the time that we're waiting, we still and always for now have to continue the public health measures about the masking, small crowds, you know, social distancing. Those things, we have to absolutely continue them.
What about people who are reluctant to get the vaccine? What if not enough people are willing to be vaccinated against COVID-19?
Paul, that's a huge, huge problem that we are trying as much as possible right now to make sure we go out and we talk to different patients, different individuals about the importance of the vaccine, and definitely try to build trust, especially in the communities of color, where people are definitely more reluctant than others to get the vaccine.
Obviously, a big point of concentration has been on just the logistics of getting this vaccine rolled out across the country. That's going to be a major undertaking, too, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, especially with this particular vaccine, big thing about it is the cold storage for it. So it has certain requirements that is going to be very complicated with regards to getting it to different facilities. So, you know, that detail has to be worked out. Also, with this vaccine, there are two doses. So, you know, when you get one, you have to come back for another one 3 weeks later. So we want to make sure we remind people that they keep the follow-up appointment. I mean, quite a number of different moving parts that we're going to need to stay on top of.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of a time frame, and obviously nobody knows for sure when the first vaccines are going to be available and how long it'll take to get this to a large percentage of the populace, but what is your best guess for 2021, Dr. Wilds, as far as being able to, you know, sort of safely get back to the life that we remember before COVID?
Without trying to give any hard timelines, I would anticipate maybe in the summer, somewhere there, we might be able to see some vaccines, provided, of course, everything goes as planned. But maybe in the summer, early fall next year, I would anticipate that.
Well, we'll take it. As you said, that is the best news that we've had on the COVID front this year, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We have been through a lot, so let's just keep doing what we're doing now that we know that there is some hope on the horizon.
Absolutely. Dr. Wilds, appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.